Okay, we have on the line directly and live from Liverpool in the UK. We have Rory Wilmer, who is a designer and a photographer who is taking part in the Barga geocaching project. Rory, what exactly are you putting into these boxes?
Well, good evening, Keane, and hello from Liverpool. In 2010, I created an exhibition of found photography. I found these images whilst I was living and working in Prague. I lived near a derelict railway station near the main river in Prague, and one day I broke into the railway station to have a look because I like to do a lot of derelict, kind of decaying buildings and derelict building photography. And in the train station, I found an album of photography. So obviously, being interested, I looked into the album, and what I actually found was basically the history of a Czech family from the dates 1982 to 1987. So there was an album that contained the kind of memories and history of a family that was lost. So basically, I took this album from the train station, I took it back to my apartment. I carefully took all the pictures out, I scanned them, put all the pictures back into the album, and I felt I should take it back to the railway station and leave it where I found it. So then what I did is when I came back to the UK, I looked at these pictures again and I actually thought they were quite profound, and they actually told a very important untold story of this period through Czech history, through the communist era of the 80s. The album showed these major events in a family's life. It showed a birth, it showed a wedding, it showed a birthday, and near the end there was pictures even of a funeral, and it showed the death. So for me, it showed this complete aspect and part of this family's life through a period, obviously, of the communist rule then.
Wonderful. So what, these images, which were from the 80s, behind the Iron Curtain, are now going to go into geocaches here in Barga, and we'll see who finds them, or if people find them. So
It will be interesting.
your lost family becomes found again, or lost again.
Well, hopefully, because within the album it contained photographs of holidays. Now, obviously, people could holiday within the Soviet Union. So we managed to kind of trace some of the pictures, and it looked like they'd been camping in Moldova or around somewhere else in Eastern Europe. But again, we've never been able to trace the family, so it would be really interesting. You'd never know if someone might have a memory or might recognize someone. There was a journalist in Bratislava who picked up the story when I did the exhibition. We did the exhibition back here in Liverpool. And then last year, when I went back to Prague, the National Museum of Prague showed a little bit of interest in the work. But unfortunately, it's still stalled. I still haven't managed to find the family. So that ultimately is the aim of the project, is to maybe reconnect with them.
Okay, Rory, thank you for sharing this, some of the background to this story, so at least when people find these things, they know why they're in there and why. There'll be more information on the back of the images, which will go directly to a website where there is more information. Thanks, Rory.
Yeah, that's absolutely.